A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Life Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, June the 6th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we are talking about the Electoral Amendment Bill that seeks to increase the number of youths and women in the National Assembly. But the bill was not passed in Parliament when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced officially the day general elections will be held in Zimbabwe. But many youth, especially from the opposition, are crying foul over the bill, saying there will be no legislative protection over their quota as enshrined in the Constitution. But Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi assured the nation last week that nothing would change regarding quotas that give advantage to the youth and women, saying the Constitution was the supreme law of the land, which supersedes all laws. He said the proportional representation system instituted in the 2021 for women and youth, as stated in Section 124, and women in local authorities, Section 227, would apply in the general elections to be held on August the 23rd. But before we delve into today's issue, let's take a look at what is happening in Sudan. The United Nations announced on June the 1st that the number of refugees fleeing from Sudan to Chad has hit 100,000, with most coming from West Darfur region. As the warring sides put out of peace talks, analysts suggest a UN peacekeeping mission may be the only way to stem the violence in Darfur. Henry Wilkins report from Kafr, Chad.
Refugees continue to stream across the Chad-Sudan border, some 7 weeks since Sudan's war started. The number reaching Chad has reached 100,000, according to the UN. Dawood Adam Ishak says he is terrified of the paramilitary rapid support forces, which have been accused of much of the violence that is tearing apart Sudan, which these pictures from social media purport to show. He says an armed group linked to the RSF forced him out of his home.
Yes, I met them. When they came, they forced us to leave. They came at night when we were sleeping, so we woke up and fled.
The UN says the speed at which refugees have arrived is exceeding expectations.
The planning figure for refugee across the border into Chad at the beginning of the crisis was 100,000, which we surpassed already within 6 weeks. And we are seeing a lot of refugee cross the border every day, not just only Chad, but neighboring country.
After a war between Sudan's government and Darfur rebels began in 2003, UN peacekeepers were deployed in the region to prevent violence. That mission came to an end in 2020, partly due to fatigue from nations providing troops and a lack of progress as violence continued, according to some experts. Intercommunal violence sparked by Sudan's new civil war has spiralled again in recent weeks. Asked if there is an argument for a UN peacekeeping mission to resume in Darfur, considering the recent flare-up, one expert replied,
Yes, I mean, there's a really quick answer for you. Yes. Because of the level of violence and also because of the potential for that violence to spread also outside, you know, into Chad, across borders as well.
UN peacekeeping missions must be instigated by a majority vote by the UN Security Council, with no veto from permanent members. Asked if there is the political will for this, Walter Dawn, a professor at the Royal Military College and the Canadian Forces College, said,
"A president doesn't look like there's the political will to create a peacekeeping force in Darfur. But as the situation gets worse, there'll be increased calls to do so. The Security Council has not created a large multidimensional UN mission with a strong peacekeeping component in about 8 years.
VOA reached out to most of the permanent and non-permanent member nations of the Security Council. The US mission to the UN said this in a statement. The actions of the two warring parties have caused immense suffering and harm to the people of Sudan, and we are deeply concerned by ongoing fighting in Sudan's Darfur region. We are committed to pressing both sides to cease hostilities. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kufrun, Chad.
Thank you there. And commenting on the issue, Bruce Gunyere, who is aspiring to be a councillor, says he's upset that the bill has not yet been passed into law before general elections. Let's go and listen to what he had to say.
You know, Kusai, some change in government is very dangerous because you know, signal number one, it's either a ton of confidence, number you the actual. Number two, nobody wants you don't believe in the youth. So I will find them one that I can remember that I'm not confident now. What it means, when I'm going to cool at the level of extreme, you know what you say, Nika, Mutemo or my coach, namely, this is a way to encourage innovation, one which speak. My encourage, my youth could add any my brains, and no fuga because Nika and the guys are killing me now. So you don't chance anything in the Bible, Jaime. David, it's not about doubt, but when it happens, I have to tell you, I am weak. Many to say to go Christianization, one is also, so we change the young generation. But we are surprised, even in our country, could you tell me how not to pass through? What does that mean? It means when there's a lot of poor, they where is the youth must take part. Even for that, the youth, one of my new brains, there was something new to offer, and the energy is still there. But when a person has built that arrow, there's no code that is able to shake up a kawaii, and there's no code that is able to my youth actually, as the doctors were not able to vote, what's the result of this is very dangerous. So I just believe it, it's very dangerous. Because I include the my youth. When they see the liberation is still there, actually, I don't tell my land, but poor, I don't tell my land, my youth. Crowd, if I can't have no confidence, all my youth. Yes, we believe that that's what it can also cascade to us, could we speak my own name of the valuable, and they can stand. So I want to go confident who want even that small person. I thank you.
That was Bruce Gunyere speaking in Harare. Another youth from Highfields in Harare, Tashinga Bugu, speaks to Studio 7's Tobias Mudzingwa on his views.
There is an impact to us, the young people, because we feel unheard by the president himself in our August House. They were supposed to hear us and put it into law so that we get involved into the politics of the day and be part of making laws and developing our nation as young people.
Do you think this might have an impact on how young people are going to participate in this year's elections?
Yes, of course. It has an impact whereby they feel like they can't be involved because they don't see anyone of their age being involved into that politics, so they'll just leave it to our older generation. So it has a greater impact. Of course.
What encouragement would you give to young people like yourself? Because at the end of the day, whatever happens in the political space, it also affects you.
All I want to encourage the young people is to go and vote on the 23rd of August. Be involved. Your vote is your right. If you don't vote, you are neglecting yourself and the future generation and us as well. It has a greater impact even if they boycott. Let's go and vote in our greater numbers so that we can develop our nation. Even if we are not in the August House, we can still develop our country.
Thank you.
Let's go and vote.
That there was a youth, Tashinga Buhu, speaking to Studio 7's Tobias Mudzingwa on his own views. Please stay with us. We are now going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories. that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, where we speak about issues affecting the youth, and we're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, we are talking about the Electoral Amendment Bill. Our guests tonight are Stephen Sakho-Zishuma, CCC Youth Spokesperson, Paida Moyo Saurombe, a human rights lawyer. We're also unable to have a ZANU-PF youth on this show, as the youth we approached said they were busy with meetings at the moment. But we will hear a voice note on what ZANU-PF thinks on this issue. So let us start off by hearing from Mujare Nyari Bechani of ZANU-PF.
I'm not into the thinking that ama bill angaka paswa e parliament a affecta ontanga ukuthi bekhankase in the 2023 harmonized elections. And the footy, the environment is actually friendly for the youth and the women. And in ngibona ngani vele this year kuzaba labo mama abanengi lama youth amanengi ku parliament. Handiwoni sekunge mabill asata paswa mparliament mayirana nema elections ano affecta ma youth. Kutiva kwipite ma 2023 elections. The political environment is very, very friendly for the women and the youth. Haisa rudzi. And also considering the patriotic bill. Yakanaka kwashu patriotic bill.
That there was ZANU-PF's Nyari Bechani speaking to Studio 7's Tobias Mudzingwa earlier on. Back to our guests, Mr. Saurombe and Mr. Chuma. And I'll start off with you, Mr. Saurombe. Can you tell us, you have just been watching what the young lady from ZANU-PF was saying regarding the Electoral Amendment Bill. What says you?
Thank you so much, and good evening to the listeners. First of all, I think it needs to be quite clear regarding the Electoral Amendment Bill that we have two sets or two pieces of law that governs our elections here in Zimbabwe. And the first being the Constitution, which provides for certain things that must be done for us to get into an election. Then you then have, so I would then call that you have got your substantive law in terms of the Constitution. But on the other hand, you have what you call the Electoral Act, which is the procedural law in terms of governing the procedures that then take place in the election itself. So as for our Constitution, you will find that we have had amendments in our Constitution which now provides for proportional representation in terms of our council, our local government elections, whereby we now have a quota for women and also a quota for youth that should be represented in local government structures. But when you then look at the Electoral Amendment Bill that is currently in Parliament, the very substantive law being our Constitution will provide that if the Electoral Amendment Bill does not pass or does not become an act of Parliament before a proclamation, if a proclamation is made in terms of the Constitution that we are going to have elections, before the Electoral Amendment Bill is passed, you then cannot have the Electoral Amendment Bill be used for the election that will be imminent. It can only be used in the next election. Mm-hmm. So our position currently in Zimbabwe is that we are going to be using the Electoral Act as it was before it is amended. But certain provisions, because they are part of the substantive law that governs us, do not then fall under the Electoral Act are going to be governed in terms of the constitution. So that will be the position.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'll come back to you. Let me now go to Mr. Achuma, Mr. Sarkozy, the young youth from CCC, the spokesperson for the youth. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sarkozy.
Thank you, Mavela. Greetings, Zimbabwe.
If you could also give us your view, we heard that a lot of your youth are not very happy with what has been happening regarding the electoral amendment bill. Tell us your view.
What is clear is that the regime, the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa under one PF, does not respect the constitution. The concern is very clear that the issues to do with elections are governed by the Electoral Act. And we as a movement, the people see, we're saying we need reforms to the Electoral Act. We need reforms to the Electoral Act. And we're seeing issues like the issue of diaspora, which is in the concern that we're pushing to say, can you please include this issue in the Electoral Act? And all those causes in the first year, we came up with a prepared document where we mentioned our seven demands that were supposed to be put on the Electoral Act. Those demands fell on this year. But because Emmerson Mnangagwa was not sincere, dragged to proclaim the election dead, knowing very well that even issues that they suggested themselves that they put in the, that they've added and put in the question, like youth quota, which is to do with PRF, they were not the electoral act. Emmerson Mnangagwa, of such reasons, that he did not want to include our democracy in the electoral act. He had to proclaim electoral make it difficult now, because we now have also a corundrum. Where after declaration of death, nothing can be added to the Electoral Act. But shockingly, with issues like the patriotic bill being enlarged, simply because ZANU wants to target members of the opposition and dissenting voices. So with a government that is not pro people, with a government that thinks about power only and does not think about what is good for the majority members of the Zimbabwe community.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much there. Gaiti mbozo kira kunava saurombe vanova ivo gweta rinoona nezvekodzero dzevanhu. Takatarisa biri iri rinorevei kune munhu wozvake zvatakaona zvichiitika izvi mombotsanangura nerurimi rwamai.
Yatanga zvakare neelectoral amendment bill. Ndanga ndikutsanangura inini kuti mukati mekufambiswa kunoita sarudzo mukati mezimbabwe tine mitemo miviri kana kuti madokumenti maviri anotitungamirira mukurwanwa kwemaelection. Mutemo wekutanga unova iri bumbiro remitemo redu inotaurawo musection 2 kuti ndiwo mutemo mukuru munyika muno, mitemo imwe yese inoya pasi payo. Saka mukati mebumbiro remitemo redu mukacherechedza rakaitwa maamendments mukati megore ra2019, maamendments aya akatipa iwo kuti mukati nemakanzuro edu, mukatarisa mitemo yekare waitipa iwo kuti mukati neimba yedu yepariyamendi maizoti tichinge tasarudza vamiririri maizowedzerwa madzimai aipinda. Asi ikozvino hasisiri madzimai chete, mava nevechidiki vaakunzi vapinde mukati meimba yepariyamendi. Izviwo zvawandudzirwa kuti zvipinde nekulocal government kwedu. Zvapinda ikoko tinozoita iyo yatinoti electoral act. Electoral act inonyanya kutipa iyo inonga yaakuunza zvataurwa mubumbiro remutemo zviya ichizvisa into action. Saka chaakuitika ndechekuti mutemo wedu kana bumbiro remutemo rinotipa iro kuti kana electoral amendment ikasaitwa before mazuva emaelection aburiswa nemutungamiriri wenyika kuti tichaita sarudzo pakati, electoral amendment act iyoyo haichashandi musarudzo idzodzo Nakasanzu tutakata sana nazo miswa 23 August. Hadzichai ngeri izo mberi zichishandisirwa electoral amendment kuti zvakazvo kuda kuchinjwa. Dava kushandisirwa electoral act zvayanga iri kare isati yaitwa amended. Pasati paannouncedwa mazuva emaelections. Saka ndiyo kushanda kwazvo. Asi mukushanda kwazvo zvese muchikakupindura zvakare nhaurwa dzandanzwa yechipiki kutriple C neexampio vachitaura kuti tinewo zvakare mumwe mitemo iri mukati neparliamendi. Umwe wacho unowa iyo uri kunziwo Patrick Bill, asi chauri kungoita uri kuamenda iyo yatinoti criminal procedure, a criminal code yedu. Saka mitemo iyoyo haiafekti nekupronounswa kwezuva remaelections. Mitemo inongoti kana ichinge yapasiswa kana mutungamiri wenyika asaina, mitemo yaakutoapply. Saka kana code iroro, criminal code riri kuunza iyo maprovisions epatriotism, kana richinge raiiswa raakutotanga kupinda, raakutotanga kushanda. Kunaka kwaro kana kuipa kwaro yaine nhaurirano yatinokwanisa kuita.
Aiwa, mumbobata makadaro vapaida mombe saurombe vanova ivo gweta rinoona nezvenyaya yekodzero dzevanhu. Regai tende kola. Halo, vari paSouth Africa apo.
Halo, makadi tete.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi?
Ndiri kuno Cape Town, ndiri tukaboba matwinzi kati Bradi Chichobe.
Ehe, baba matwinzi, pindai munzwe, muri kunzwa nhaurwa iri pano, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya ndona sekuti gozi ni wa wechidiki wanofanira kupuwa kodzero dzavo, nekuti future ndo iri mumaokawo parizvino zvino wechidika. Nekuti zvinhu zvese zviri mumaoko mavo parizvino izvi, nekuti kwavari kuenda vachine urwendo hwakakurisa chaizvo chi kwavari kuenda. Ndo mafungiro angu nemaonero angu andofanira kunge andirikuitawo.
Aiwa, pakanaka baba matwins. Ameno, tine vanyarikani vari pano, mungada kutaura navo here? Tina vachuma vekucitizens coalition for change na paida moyo saurombe vanova ivo gweta. Kana muine zvamuda kubvunza, tinokupai mukana.
Ndangoti zvangu pana hansi zvangu handina hangu zvakawanda zvinoda kuita, but asi ndinoti vechidiki dai mavhoromabato ECCC timboone shanduko, timboone kuti zvinoita sei, nekuti makore aramba makore atagara iko zvinezvi, tagara makore akawandisa tichingotongwa nebato riri kutonga vari zvinezvi. Todawo shanduko munyika, timboona kuti ndezvipi.
Aiwa,
tombozamawo chi kana zvazorambawo, but at least it's better to try than to fail to try.
Saka imi muchabuda muchinovhota here? Tinoona kuti muri paSouth Africa, pakamira sei?
Ya, tinoenda tinovhota. Tinongokumbira kuti tomboendawo chi kumbira kana 2 weeks zvokuti unoenda kune zvako, kuti haukwanisa kuti uende wanii kuchibva wadzoka chi kure uCape Town kuenda Zimbabwe, nekuti tazvira 3 days uri munzira. Saka tokana 2 weeks womboendawo wovhota wodzokawo at least later.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo baba matwins vari paCape Town apo. Coming back to you, Mr. Chuma, you just heard our caller there from South Africa talking about, you know, his wishes. What do you say?
The call has made the right call. Isu zvatinongotaura sevaveTriple C vechibiki veTriple C, inoti Zimbabweans kudiaspora especially vari kumaneighbourhood South Africa, Botswana, Namibia nedzimwe dzose dziri paseduze everywhere, anitikwanisa kungata mutsete yatoona ikareba kunyana macombed buildings mutora zvitupa igonaiwo mungokwa zvenu izva kumwe chete 23 August mouya kuvhota kuti zvinake zvinonyadzisa uye zvinorwadza kuona vakare Zimbabwe vachigochwa vachipiswa zvatakaona pakaitika kukomana uyu kusouth africa uko vana vezimbabwe vakushungurudzwa chinji vacho vane madegree vari kunoshanda basa asa maturo ekusuka nekuita seri yekuti munyika mese mune nhamo chiuyai tigadzire nyika yedu uyu ndiro mukana watinao wekuti chihurumende chiya chamakatiza chihurumende chiya chaita kuti munyika mushe mabasa chihurumende chiya chodzinzira vane mapfumo epuwa yemaelectioni chibve chachita get rid of once and for all. This is a citizen's election. Come all ye in diaspora, come in your numbers. Tivhotere shunguko, tivhotere vachamisa, tivhotere people see kuti nyika anogara wakanaka makazviona for the last 43 years. There is no change, but there's been change of faces. Kuna vamugabe kuzvakuva munangagwa azvini zvaramba zvakashata munyika zviri kutowesema. So vana vezimbabwe 24 August was a perfect opportunity to make sure that we change the direction and the course of this country for the good.
Thank you. We were hearing there from Mr. Chuma of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Like we said earlier on, we were unable to have a ZANU-PF youth on this show as the youth we approached said they were busy with meetings at the moment. But we did hear a voice note from ZANU-PF, from Mujare Nyari Bechani of ZANU-PF. But I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller Makadi. Aiwa, tiri wadi tukutaura nani murukupi?
South Africa pa Mpumalanga.
Taura itinzwi.
Saumono wangu hapo njiti ngavatipewo mukanawo timbopindawo isu mayute nekuti murungu zvionerawo kuti vari kuzvikundikana vanhu vakuru vacho vari kuti ndovakatora nyika kubva kuvachena. Saka ngavatipewo mukana tipinde isu navachamisa tigone kuona kuti tine ramangwana ripi racho.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Raphael. They're calling us all the way from South Africa. Muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri ikoko. Mr. Saurombe, tinoona kuti vazhinji vakutarisira zuva iri remswa August 23. Give us your last word on how people can actually protect their own rights, or how can the rights of people be protected, especially when we look at the previous elections where we saw violence taking place.
That what I would encourage people is that let us stand guard, let us be able to report any incidences, let us come through to lawyers like the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, waiting and are ready to assist those who will be having issues in terms of vindicating their rights before the courts of laws. And also I want to urge us in general as Zimbabwean kuti, let us also not use violence, because I believe violence begets violence. So let us have a peaceful election, and let us go and exercise our rights when the voter's roll is called upon. Let us go in respect, and let us insist on making sure that our rights are protected.
And,
you see those things happening. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but would like to thank there Mr. Paida Moyo, Saurombe, a human rights lawyer, and also Mr. Chuma of CCC, and also a voice note from ZANU-PF. And that brings us to the end of our show. I would like to also thank you, our listeners and viewers. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye. Have a very good night, Zimbabwe.